Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. I'm Mateen filling in for Qasim, and our guest today is Allison. So Allison, if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
So my name is Allison. I live in Michigan. I live in the Metro Detroit area. I am a esthetician. I started out as a regular esthetician. I got my license, state license, and that was around 2008, 2009. Then I started that. I loved it. But at that time, aesthetics and like FaceTime and all that stuff, it wasn't as popular yet. And so like the only people that were like really doing like these heavy duty aesthetic treatments were like the Kardashians, who were new on the scene at the time. So the stuff that I do now I'm a medical esthetician. So I've kind of, from being a regular esthetician, I kind of worked my way up. I work in a plastic surgery office for a doctor right now. I love it. However, I do want to I do want to continue my education, which I always do. In the aesthetic industry, it's become a multi-billion-dollar industry over the last decade. If you look at the numbers, it's insane. I am obsessed with continuing education. I love hands-on work because I noticed after Corona, there was a lot of like online classes to learn how to do aesthetic, which is like beauty treatments on the skin. So aesthetic work is on the skin. So I've deeply studied skin and the complexities of it, and worked on skin for a very long time. Learning it though, however, I like to be hands-on. So over like the pandemic, there were a lot of people doing these online classes, which I did not want to do. So I did not do that. I ended up, when my kids were able to go back to school, I took the job at the plastic surgery office, and I've been doing laser there and trying to kind of work on my own thing, because I do have my own kind of dreams of starting my own little thing. But that has its own kind of setbacks. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah. So how did you get into doing what you're doing today? You know, you mentioned working in aesthetics and even, you know, what you aspire to do. Like, how did you just start your career?
Well, if we go all the way back, so I have two older sisters. And when I was a little girl, I was a big tomboy. Biggest tomboy. I would only wear boy Nike shoes. And my older sisters were these beautiful, like, I'm telling you, like, I had to share a room with my older sister, one of them, when I was little. And every morning she would get up at 6 a.m. before school and literally do a whole routine from head to toe, shower, do the hair, the makeup, the nail, everything done, you know, a full outfit and everything. So like beauty and fashion kind of go hand in hand with that. So like, I kind of am really into like fashion, colors, design. One of my other sisters happened to be a fashion merchandiser in the future, but like it started with me watching my older sisters primp, get ready, and look good. And everyone would always say how beautiful they were. And, you know, I was younger, so I was still a little girl, but like, I was like, I want to be, you know, just like that. So that kind of is what got me like out of the tomboy phase as a younger girl and into, you know, wanting to be in the beauty business, if that makes sense.
Yeah, definitely. So I guess like what is your goal? I mean, you mentioned that you have some, you know, bigger vision for what you want to do. So do you mind sharing, like, you know, what does that look like for you? And do you want to have like your own company selling products? Like, where are you at with that?
Yeah. So right now I work for a doctor. So the only drawbacks with that is when you work for a doctor as a medical esthetician, depending on what the doctor wants and how, like what your sign-on terms are, your NDAs and all of those things and the non-competes, it gets kind of difficult to market, especially in these times, because everything is on social media. However, the place that I'm at now, it's very medical. It is a plastic surgery office, so there are HIPAA laws and all of those kinds of things. So I can't really use social media to like show a lot of my work because it's, medically protected. So that is one drawback, which is why like one of the things like I really, really, really want to continue my education into permanent makeup. Like tattooing makeup. That's one of a very big thing that's growing. Like men actually that have balded fully and can't regrow the hair, they can get their whole scalp like a tattoo done. It looks like a like they have like a buzz cut, but it some men will do that if they don't have hair. So like that is something that I wanted to do in 2020, but they only had online classes. That's very, very, very difficult to do. I can't, I've been waiting. My dreams are kind of to continue my education to be able to at least have something small for myself that I can do. Even if it's just regular aesthetics and then permanent makeup, and then I can also like I liked I've been thinking about getting into like ear just ear piercing, not full body piercing, but like ear and nose piercings. So if I were to open my own little suite or spa or whatever, I would have like a small little boutique with clothes. I'm very, very into fashion and I pick out outfits. I like to put things together. So yeah, I do a lot of different things on this. I sell lashes, like the Urban Doll lashes, I sell these. And I'm just into a lot of different things. So like, but at work though, I do sell the medical grade skincare to people, which it is great. It works so much better and it's like a medicine. So it's something that I do have to I have to really to certain people, because like the aesthetic industry, like I had mentioned, it is kind of newer to a lot of people, like lasers and devices and things like that. Because that was like at one time, it was like only like the rich and the famous could afford that stuff. Well, now everyone is doing it kind of a lot, like HydraFacial is really great for all ages, like 18 and up, all ages, it's great. It's even some teenagers for acne, it's great. So, I mean, with the parent consent. So, I mean, I think that it's not going anywhere. The money is there. It's just a matter of I'm trying to take these classes. This class, I found a academy for the permanent makeup that I would really like to go to. However, these continuing education after you get your initial license through the state, you have to pay for all of your continuing education courses. So sometimes they don't have any financial aid. It's all ca like you have to pay them cash. Like some of them are like 10,000, 15,000, it can get really expensive. So if you have made like, because there were some of the things that when I had emailed with you guys a little bit, you guys had talked about things that I could, if I could go back. So I definitely would like to go back and be nicer to my credit and care for it more, because the issues that I'm facing and the obstacles that I'm facing now are mistakes that I made when I was younger and I didn't understand fully. Like I really didn't like at those times, like they'd never like when I was 18, my bank handed me a credit card and like, here you go, because I had had like a little savings account my whole life. And I've been working since I was 14. That's another thing. So I've always worked. But so yeah, I've worked over half my life now. So yeah, I don't know how else to
Yeah,
explain.
that makes sense. So I was curious about permanent tattooing. I think
Okay.
it's something that, is been it's kind of like the, there's definitely some pushback, right? So can you talk like a little bit more about that in terms of finding the right people and finding like the right clientele and how to convince people to think that there is still some taboo. I mean, especially when it comes to tattoos in 2023. I think it's obviously it's more common, it's more something that people are have a better taste for than as opposed to maybe like 30, 40 years ago. But like, how do you convince people that are not sure about getting this permanent tattoo in terms of like the aesthetic part of it?
Well, a lot of times, for instance, like my lip liner is tattooed. My eyebrows are actually blonde, so I had to have her a woman tattoo me. It's a little bit different than like a regular tattoo that you would get like on the body, because it is like for cosmetic purposes. The ink deposits in a different layer of the skin because our skin has two main layers and then a bunch of little layers in between that are, it's very complex. So with the permanent makeup aspect, the drawback is that you do have to get touch-ups. So that is one thing. They do fade. The sun will fade it because it's on your face usually, depending, because you can do anything, because like you can cover stretch marks, you can cover any, like there's like unlimited possibility. Like I met a girl recently, a younger girl, and I was talking to her about how I was gonna take the class or thinking about taking it, and she's like, yeah, my freckles are tattooed on. People are literally having freckles tattooed on because it's like a like people, like I don't know if you've noticed in filters, they have freckles in them because it's like a, it's in right now. So one thing about that is that you also can have it removed. If you don't, if you hate it, you can have it removed. It might, it's not, I mean, it's not ideal, but I mean, if it's that case, but I mean, a lot of the people that I've known to receive permanent makeup, and I know people that already do it. It's really just, you have to really have a good consultation with your patient, client, or whatever it is. You really need to talk clearly and give them a very, very clear understanding of the side effects, how to heal from it, all of that. So like you really have to know like not just how it works, but the science behind it and what can happen and things like that. So I mean that's the only thing I would say. I would say that you could have it removed if you hated it, but it will fade and go away over time because you do have to touch it up with the permanent makeup ones.
Yeah, that's true. So, in terms of technology, so are you using any form of technology, even like artificial intelligence, or it's a very big trend now in your business at all?
Oh my gosh, good question. So, I mean, obviously, I do use lasers and other devices like HydraFacial and things like that, but those are not technically like AI in a way. I have come across a machine that does full sets of eyelashes. I don't know if you know any women that get full sets of individual eyelashes. It's where you lay back in a chair and a technician. I actually am licensed to do this. I just don't do it because it's tedious and it's not, some people enjoy it. It's not one of the things I enjoy. I enjoy getting them, but they're costly. And now there is a machine, it's called Loom. I love it. I wish I could have that. It does full sets of lashes robotically in 10 minutes. And then someone like me goes through it and fixes any small minor errors. But yes, that is something that's coming. It's coming fast, and it's coming faster than we imagine. So I'm excited for that. I do work with stuff like, I don't, with that kind of technology, I have not been able to put my hands on it yet, but I can't wait to. So I'm excited for that.
Awesome. So, is most of your clientele, do you mostly work with women, or you also work with men, or what does that look like for you?
So currently, I mean, I do men and women, and I do occasionally, there will be like a teenager that I'll treat for acne or acne scarring or something like that. But for the most part, I do a lot of anti-aging work right now. I work with broadband lights, which is by Cyton, and that takes out any photo aging. Stanford proved this to be like a true. So if you do it 4 times a year, over time, it reverses your skin age. It really, really works. It's really real. However, it is limited to certain skin types. So only some people can get it because ki skin is so complex because it comes in all colors. We come in all shapes and sizes, and that's great and beautiful. It's just we have to be careful about the machines we use and things. So that's something that you always have to be very careful when. That's the consult. You know how I was talking about the consultation? You always have to make sure that it's exact, they know exactly what to expect and exactly what they're getting. You know, does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. So in terms of, different skin types, is it more so like sensitive skin versus not sensitive skin, or like what would make somebody qualify? Like, what does that process look like when you're doing that consultation, if somebody would be qualified or not?
So, medically speaking, it's called the Fitzpatrick scale. It goes from 1 to 6. And if you look at it with eyes, like it'll just show like light skin to dark skin. However, it's not that simple. It really depends on your eye color, you know, like your heritage. If you're Asian, you're always, you know, a certain type, like you have to treat them a certain way, even if they look a certain way. So like, for instance, I could be really tan because I went on vacation, and then I go to someone that I've never seen before, and they just probably think that I'm this type because, you know, I'm darker, but that can lead to mistakes. So that's why the consultation is important. You need to find out heritage, everything. You have to look at their eye color. So it's very important, like when you're using lasers and devices and ingredients as well. So it is sensitive skin too. So some people are very sensitive. Some people are very sensitive to certain products. Some people have allergies to products. Like with Hydrafacial, if you're allergic to shellfish, you'll have a reaction. So there's some minor risks in the things that I do if you do it, or there's like drawbacks to that. But that's with the skin typing. It's just kind of like I have to meet with someone and I really have to get a good idea of, you know, their heritage. Cause, you know, we are all this big mixing pot. The whole world is a big mixing pot now. So, I mean, my kids, for example, they're from their father, first generation African-Americans, really. Their dad lives in Africa, was born in Africa. They're blonde and they look very, very light. But they're Middle Eastern and African. So it's unique. So you do have to spend time in the consultation. So I think what sets apart the medical aesthetics from regular aesthetics a lot of the time is skin typing with the Fitzpatrick scale. So that's, I mean, what everyone, that's the basic rule of thumb, to always start with the Fitzpatrick scale. And that's kind of how I figure out my strengths and the depth and all of the energies that I'm using, depending on what device I'm using. So,
like, what if people are doing like a lot of like spray tan? Is that something that can, you know, like affect if you can work with them, or what does that look like?
No. So actually, as long as the spray tan is just like a regular, like the normal spray tan that people do, it shouldn't do anything as long as they're not in the sun. It might come off a little bit because the put on tanner, it kind of gets splotchy, but it won't affect that. It's just if like, I guess, for the services that I do now, it's just I prefer that people not use retinol topical creams and not be in the sun for 2 weeks before seeing me, like to do a treatment.
Makes sense. So if somebody watching this wanted to reach out to you and to find your business, do you mind sharing the best way to get in contact with you if somebody wanted to work with you to get any sort of procedure done?
Sure. So you can look up my Instagram. It's just at Allison Marie, and it's just at and then AlysSonMarie. And just send me a message on there. And then, yeah.
Awesome.
My info.
Well, Allison, thank you so much for your time. It was a pleasure. I learned a lot about this process. I didn't really know anything about it. So it was really cool.
Yeah, it's very, very, it goes more in depth. I tried to make it as easy sounding as I could, but yeah, that's kind of the basics.
Yeah, it sounds great. Well, thank you again for your time and have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Thanks. All right. Bye.